Damira's Hackers 12th grade social studies class is assembling at Leonardo da Vinci High School. As a mix of white, black, Hispanic, and Asian students file into a light-filled lab called the Fishbowl, Hacker outlines their goals for today's class.
We're going to create a timeline of the U.S. and its history. We're going to talk about what is the 1619 Project.
And the students get to work.
So far we have World War I and World War II, because those were pretty big. We have Martin Luther King, because he was a civil rights activist. Vietnam War, voting rights for African Americans, and Emancipation Proclamation.
Hacker has a timeline from 1600 to 2020 up on one of the walls, and the students start to fill in their events. Most of them fall within the last 100 to 150 years. But we're here to talk about something that happened in 1619.
Those 20-some-odd Negroes who were first sold into chattel slavery that landed on Point Comfort, Virginia in 1619, when someone made the decision that we will now start with human cargo.
Dr. Fatima Morel is Associate Superintendent for Culturally and Linguistically Responsive Initiatives for Buffalo Public Schools. She's talking about the event that inspired the 1619 Project, a special edition of the New York Times Magazine published last August. The project argues that American history should be reframed around the beginning of American slavery. And Buffalo Public School students are going to be learning about that argument from now on.
One of the things that we are looking at in implementing the 1619 Project is to let everyone know that the issues around the legacy of enslavement that exists today, it's an American issue. It's not a black issue.
The project examines the lesser-known consequences of slavery, not just mass incarceration. Its essays deal with things like how plantation economics led to modern corporate culture and how post-Civil War politicians blocked universal health care because they opposed medical treatment for freed slaves. When she first read it, Morel says,
I was aghast at what all I did not know. And I consider myself a pretty well-read woman, an educator.
There's a lot of material to engage with. And now that the 1619 Project will be mandated as part of Buffalo's curriculum, the district started with a teacher and administrator training earlier this month. A week later, it's the Da Vinci students' turn. Ms. Hacker asks what stood out to them most after their first review of all of the photos and visuals in the magazine, some of which are extremely graphic.
Yeah, and they just put him on display, and you see all the people that are just looking at that, and then that just really dehumanizes people, black people, and tells them to stay in your place. It's just a crazy picture.
14, when did Mississippi abolish slavery?
Yeah,
I didn't know that was 2013 when they officially did that. That's crazy.
I thought that was crazy that slavery is basically been around for that long. Like, she was the last survivor. Like, she died so recently.
Yeah, right? Less than 100 years ago, she died, the last survivor of slavery.
A group of five historians recently criticized the 1619 Project for containing what they say are some factual errors and misleading information. The New York Times says it disagrees and that there will always be debates about how to see the past. Dr. Morel says she doesn't buy into the criticism, but is ready to work with parents who do.
A lot of times we're able to come to a compromise if I say, we can agree to disagree, but I want you to hear ours. I want you to hear the other story. I want you to hear the story of the Native, of the indigenous. I want you to hear the story of the African Americans, because your story is in the textbooks. Ours isn't.
Over the next few weeks, Buffalo's 11th and 12th graders will be getting their own physical copies of the 1619 Project, which were donated by the Pulitzer Center. The district will also be rolling out new curriculum and digital access for all students starting in 7th grade. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.